$1.25 million. That's Search's bid for the former Sitka Community Hospital building. The consortium now leases the building to house long-term care, but buying the property is its first step toward a multi-million dollar overhaul. Search plans to remodel the existing hospital building and expand its long-term care unit. The consortium also plans to build a multi-family residential building with 28 apartments. Search representative Megan Bozak said the bid was the only response to the city's request for proposals.
It is a staged approach. We plan to hopefully get started on the remodel process as soon as possible and complete the housing unit by December of 2024. The project will include a budget of approximately $38 million, so certainly would provide a boost to construction sites and sales tax within the community.
The assembly went behind closed doors for around an hour to consider the sale terms. When it returned, it moved to authorize a sale. Only two members of the public commented on the motion. Nancy Yaw Davis said she was happy the assembly was putting the decision out to voters, but she wasn't happy with the purchase price.
I was insulted by the $8.2 million for a magnificent, huge hunk of our property.
During public comment, Richard Ween said he was troubled to learn that the city and Search hired the same appraiser to assess the property value.
And I'm going to go to the library and rent Deliverance because this is, incestuous as they come.
Member Rebecca Hemshute asked about the property value appraisal and who did the appraising. City Administrator Leach confirmed that the city and Search had hired the same person to appraise the property. Member Valerie Nelson, who sponsored the measure to put the sale on the ballot, was still against the sale itself.
As much as I'd like to vote yes to make it go on to the public vote, I just have had the taste of caca in my mouth since the very beginning. I think that we've sold out our community.
But other assembly members were in favor, including member Tor Christensen.
I, on first reading, will have no problem voting for this because it will send it to a vote.
And Kevin Mosier.
You know, I think it's a fair offer, and it's going to go to the public. This isn't, like I said, this is not a perfect solution, but it's an attempt to try to raise revenue so that we don't have to keep taxing people as much and to keep their quality of life better.
Ultimately, the assembly voted 6-1 in favor of the sale, with member Valerie Nelson opposed. The sale language will now appear on an advisory ballot question in the municipal election this October, but the assembly will not be bound by the outcome. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.